Welcome to Robbie's Modern Life with Robbie Armfield, Mitchell Joshi, and Bernie Bolgi. The fabled 99th episode is here. 1 week to go, 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 go. Till episode 100.
Okay.
One job.
Thank you for that wonderful sting. I've got a new sound guy doing some of our stings at the moment. Really appreciate it. Unfortunately, it is the incorrect one.
That was meant to be for last week.
That was last week.
It's 100 today.
100th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Whoa, yeah, we made it.
Hey.
Woo. All right. Awesome. People are...
Dabs.
Dabs all around, am I right?
Kidding me?
Shut up, man. It's
whatever. So I'm like, just excited. You know,
100 hours of RML.
We've got Mitchell Jacy in the building.
Hey, how are you doing, everyone?
We've got Bernie Bolgi in the building.
What's good, everybody?
Hey, I'm Robbie, and look, we'll be with you until 1 p.m. It is, as you might have well have guessed, as per the hype that we just mentioned, 100th episode. We've been doing this show for 100 episodes, 100 weeks.
Anniversary.
And you know what? It's the whole show. It's not just going to be a big old sort of pat on the back. We do have great content coming your way, sort of looking back on things that we've loved doing in the past and things like that. Please get involved with the show. I mean, we love your correspondence. Love it. You can text in on 0409 945 945. Text in, say how much you love the show. You go ahead.
Sorry, we're also going to be going through the best texts of the last 100 episodes.
Sure are.
So you might want to get yours in just in time. Andrew and Stanmore is definitely in the running with some great text in there as well.
Yeah. You could also call in, can't you, Mitch?
Yeah, you can call in. The number is 833-2299 if you want to get your voice heard on radio.
Or you could go straight to our boss.
We won't do that. And let us know how your RML 100 parties are going. We've actually got Chuck on the line here in Petersham. Mate, how are you?
Robbie, Mitch, Bernie! How you doing?
We're good, thanks, man. Okay,
RML 100 party, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's pretty lit, guys. I gotta say, I've got a whole bunch of mates over. We're sinking beers. We got some sausages on the barbecue. Big ups to you guys. 100 shows. Massive. Having a good time.
So you got the stereo. You got the stereo on there, Chuck.
Yeah,
what's the vibe like?
Got Martini by the Three Sets bumping. I don't know if you can hear it. It's pretty loud. I'm pissing off some neighbors. 100 shows, boys. Big ups.
If there's one thing we love, nothing more is pissing people off. And just joking. It's so funny.
So our 100 parties are happening across the nation right now. If you've registered on our website, we might be dropping into one of them later on this arvo. So you're in the running, Chuck.
Yes, boys. Honestly, big ups. 100 shows. Woo!
Sausage fest over there, boys. Sounds great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Come over later on. We've got some sausages on the barbecue. Having a bit of a sausage party, boys. It's lit.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks so
Chuck
much
from Petersham. Keep listening, man. All right. Thanks so much for calling in. All right. We'd love to hear from more of you. If you want to call in, let us know how your parties are going. Let us know the tunes you're listening to, how you're enjoying this RML 100 extravaganza.
What's
call
party
in
like?
833-2299. Hey, let's go to a song now, shall we? We'll come back with some more content, or should we do a bit of a coming up?
Oh, I don't know. You decide,
maybe. Well, we could... don't put it on me, man. I don't know what we should do.
Let's talk about the show.
That's what we usually do pretty much every other show.
Let's stick to the
script. I don't know why we'd do it differently on the 100th episode.
You want to stick to the script?
Yeah, I vote stick to the script.
Bernie sins.
I want to mix it up.
You want to mix it up?
So song.
I guess it's down to me then. Oh, God. I don't know. I've never had this much pressure.
We've been doing this for like 100 hours now.
We've done this a while. Actually.
It doesn't come easier, though, trying to work out what to do.
I'm pretty... I don't know what to do.
You're like sweating and you're nervous, Rob.
Should we toss a coin or something?
Yeah, may as well.
Your palms are like glistening wet.
Yeah, do you have a point? All right.
Oh, it's illegal as well. We can't do that on air.
What, it's a Filipino coin?
Yeah.
What? You can't toss Filipino coins on air.
Is that a rule?
Cool.
Yep. Heads.
Is there another one?
I didn't say what, which one.
Imagine if there was like another side to the coin. That'd be so weird.
So heads is what?
So I think we're going to do what's on the show.
I didn't say which was which. All right, we'll do what's on the show.
We made it. Episode 100. We've got a big show today.
We made it.
We did.
We've got a big show today.
Next up.
We've got a big show coming up, so stick around on the show. It's episode 100. We finally made it. So big show coming up. Stick around. Heaps more stuff to come. The Marley Bar in Newtown, it's a famous haunt for all types of people who love to get to come in on Friday night. And we're going to detail the 7 distinct types of people you're going to meet at the venue.
A lot of people like to go there on Friday nights and get on the drink. So we're going to be detailing the 7 distinct types of people you will catch at the Marley Bar come Friday night if you're getting on the drink.
The top 10s we never had time for over the past 100 episodes are coming up. We'll be counting down the top 10s we never had time for. Never had time to get to, which is going to be pretty exciting. And
hopefully
you know what?
Time to get to that one.
An exciting sort of collection of stories known as the Harry Potter series. Now, there's one particular scene that I think we all know, and we all would love to know what it actually means in the context of J.K. Rowling's life. It's the Whomping Willow scene in Harry Potter. It's an iconic moment. It really sort of shines a light on the characters that we know and love. We want to know why that was as it was. We're going to be chatting the cheese. And huge, we've got Dr. Craig. We've chatted to him on the phone in the past. There's been a bit of a hiatus in terms of our correspondence with him, but we're really excited to have him actually in the studio with us for this RML 100.
He's in the country and he's in the studio.
Yeah.
And he's handsome. What the hell?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that with all that brain
knowledge.
He's got
a goatee.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let us know, you know, also call in and let us know how your parties are going. Your RML 100 parties are going. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Is the episode living up to the hype, you know? Are we doing a good job? Let us know. Let us know what you're doing at home as well. God,
please
hear about that.
All right. Let's listen to a song now. It's the Ellen DeGeneres Show theme song. Here you go, RML FBI. Woohoo! All right! Wonderful stuff. Woo! Wonderful, wonderful stuff. The Ellen DeGeneres opening theme music. My God, what a pump up. You're listening to RML right now with Robbie Burney and Mitchell on FBI Radio. Thank you so much for getting involved with our show. We've loved having you along for the ride, haven't we, guys?
Easy. It's the 100th time we've done that, man. I love that. I just love that. It's like, every time we get him with that,
we get
him. Every episode,
and he hates
it's been 100
it.
Times, you know.
We've done it 100 times. We've done it 100 times, and you know, we're really, really happy about it. And you know, I think it's time that we probably look at the highlight reel of what's been. You know, we look back on the sort of the best bits here and there.
So
what do you think?
I mean, it's been 100 episodes. Obviously, we're going to want to look back over those 100 episodes and see, like, what were the best parts? What were the things we liked the most? What were the things you liked the most?
We had good times.
We had bad times. We had everything in between. But the good times are the things that we want to be focusing on. Back in April last year, we got an army general on the show. General Gist was his name. It was pretty much one of the funniest things that has ever happened on this show.
Yeah.
It was so funny because he was... he was really funny, and also his name, General Gist. Which was so stupid and just hilarious, and Mitch didn't get the General Gist for a while.
I know.
It was
when
so
you told
good.
Me about it. Yeah.
I think that's going to be our first highlight here on RML 100's recap roundup. Rob, you've got the file.
I've got the file. Let's play
let's hear
it.
Let's hear that.
Love
this
it. General
scene.
Gist from an earlier
April,
episode. Of,
I think.
Yeah. Here we go.
Well, hopefully.
How good. General Gist. Let's
all right.
Do it.
Highlight reel RML.
What do you mean, hopefully?
Jesus. Good morning, huh?
Sorry, I'm just writing.
Hey, I was just hoping I'll just catch you for a moment. You busy? Or?
Yeah, I'm writing the show.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was just going to say, like, I reckon Bernie's ideas are pretty pretty shit, huh?
What do you... Sorry, hang on. Let me just shut this down. What?
I was just going to say that I think Bernie's ideas are pretty shit. What do you think about that?
Not...
Don't you reckon, like, when we're writing for the show...
Yeah.
He just comes to the table with some real bad ones. It's the kind of ideas where you can't even begin to like, like work right. on them.
Maybe like some of them, yeah, maybe some of them are not great, but no, it's definitely...
Like for instance, when I come to the, like yeah. whenever I write something, yeah, it's yeah, like, yeah. oh yeah, you can yes and, isn't it? But whenever Bernie does it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't even like, where, like I can't even begin to like
where
think.
To start.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like, is
yeah.
he on drugs?
Yeah, I guess some of them are like
just a thought.
I don't know. He's come up with like quite a few pretty good ones. Like,
I don't want to. I don't want to interrupt you. Yeah, sorry. I just don't want to interrupt you if you okay. if you're already working. But.
Yeah, it's just like he's sort of written most of today's show and.
Hmm?
Yeah. Okay. No. That's yeah. It's an odd thought to have, man.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you later.
Okay. Okay. All right, we're going soon. So.
Yeah. I know.
Hey.
Man, I'm so sorry about that, man. That was supposed to be...
The amount of times this has happened on the show as well, you'd think would even...
I just don't call the files the right things, and when I press play, they have to play through. That's just how it works.
I don't think that was the right file, man.
Why does that exist? When was that conversation? When did that happen?
How did that get from your phone to the laptop?
That was this morning. I called it General Gist. I don't know why. I have this problem.
It's like you wanted that to be played on air.
No way. Why the hell would... I wouldn't want you to hear that, man. I'm so sorry. It's just like...
That's ridiculous. I don't know.
Obviously, I'm talking...
Was that a bit or not? I'm not sure. Was that a joke?
Obviously, I'm talking rubbish. I'm talking rubbish there with Mitch. Like, we're just bantering.
I felt like I knew you were doing that as well.
My ideas...
What?
I don't know. When you were doing it, it's just...
I'm sorry, man. No. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Do you really think that about my ideas?
Of course I don't. Okay. You've got amazing ideas. What are you talking about? General Gist. It's so funny. It's so good.
All right. Well...
I love General Gist.
No, I like your ideas. Thanks, Bernie. Man. You came up with what other ones? General Gist, that was a great one.
Heaps.
There were lots. Anyway.
Top ten dog names.
Can we just focus for a bit? Yeah, we're doing our 100th recap.
You don't. Just don't worry about it. Look, we'll put that aside. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry about that.
It's got a bit of a weird mood, that's all.
Okay. All right, let's play... I've obviously mislabeled that, so we'll leave General Gist. Let's maybe look at some Brent Jeffries highlights.
That was pretty smart.
You had some of those ideas, Benny.
He's a chef of FBI.
In-house
chef / performance artist.
And, I love him. He's so funny.
He had some pretty funny gags, some pretty funny bits. We've had him on a few times.
This is the Tabbouleh segment, I think he was cool, I guess.
Amongst a couple, yeah. It's sort of like a highlight reel of a few.
Supercut.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Brent Jeffries, supercut.
Yeah, Brent Jeffries. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Do you know Bernie? Have you met Bernie before?
No.
Okay. So he's in there. He's the guy with short black hair or whatever. Do you reckon he looks like the kind of guy that would have pretty shit ideas, right? Like he's pretty.
What do you mean by shit ideas?
Like he looks like the kind of guy that would like have like not funny ideas or like.
Maybe, yeah.
Don't you think?
Just because he looks like a regular guy.
Yeah, he's just a regular guy, like not funny kind of thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, you reckon? Yeah.
Why, what are you planning on doing?
Oof, I don't know. I'm just asking around, like seeing what people think. Like,
does he look like he has shit ideas?
I don't know. I reckon. Yeah. No. Not only does he look like it, but I think he does. But anyway.
Dude, what?
Bro, what is that? I've done a massive.
Who was that?
I've stuffed up here.
That
I don't even know this person, and
that wasn't a highlight.
I think I've stuffed up.
I write in, like the whole show.
Dude, that's definitely the wrong recording.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, dude? Can we stick to the right file here?
Are you even in the right
folder? For Christ's sake, man. Please.
What is this, like a Bernie bitching folder?
Why do I have to play the whole audio?
Oh my God.
Dude, just leave it, man. Leave it. Why do I have to play the whole audio? When I tried to stop it, I can't stop it.
Yeah, how about this?
It shouldn't be that hard.
Just leave it, man.
It's not like reverb or something. You just hit stop and it should stop.
All right. Sorry, I've obviously mislabeled these. Sorry.
Can you... Okay, we've got
This isn't going... Well, maybe we should just try and...
All right,
Simpsons impressions. Can we get to that, please?
Yes, of course. Should we play a song and come back to it?
Yeah, okay.
Because then I can maybe sort out. I can listen to.
I need to go
over
take a break as well. I need to get a cup of tea.
Let's play a song. We'll come back and we'll listen to our favorite Simpsons impressions that we've done over the show.
Who was that, man?
All right, I'm sorry. I said I was sorry when it was playing. All right, this is King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar, the one, the only RML FBI.
Yeah, you're not gonna make me feel any better.
Just.
Kendrick Lamar from his album To Pimp a Butterfly.
He's using your influence, Rob.
Robbie's Modern Life right here on FBI Radio with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Thank you so much for being with us. Somebody texting in regards to Kendrick Lamar's Bodyguard that we had. Here we go. Yeah, 0409-945-945 is the number to get involved with the show, by the way. Somebody saying, in all honesty, when you guys had Kendrick and his Bodyguard in the studio, that was the best. His insight was amazing, and the dedication of the Bodyguard was incredible.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool, wasn't
it? That was interesting to have him on there, wasn't it? And to learn about, exactly what happens in Kendrick's, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was definitely one of the highlights. I mean, that we had. You've been playing the wrong files, unfortunately. We haven't been able to get any of the highlights to our listeners, which is fine. But our listeners are having a great day today. It's RML 100. We're having big parties out across the nation. Everyone's having registered RML 100 parties. And I think we have Chad on the line now.
Chad, how you going, mate?
Hey, what's up? Yes.
Yes, Chad, man.
Yeah, mate. It looks like you love
it. Oh, it's a stick, hey. Hey, Mum!
You having a party, are you, Chad?
Yeah, having a real sausage fest over here. Tyler's so happy. My RML 100 party. This is epic.
You love it.
Awesome, that's so man. Good. I'm sounds so... pretty silent, but...
I know. Everyone's here. Hey, I'm about to crack open another one. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's like midday, man.
We've been smashing them all day, man. This is sick. We're so excited. Hey, everybody, give us a
sounds like so much fun, Chad.
It's so much fun. Hey, was that Robbie there?
Yeah. G'day, Chad. How you going, mate?
Hey, man. I mean, good on you and stuff. But, like, just that stuff you were saying before about burn and shit. Like, that was pretty... That was pretty rough, man.
What? What?
I'm still loving all that, but like, that probably tone it down a bit, you know.
Thanks, Chad.
Oh, right. And it was a mistake. I mean, obviously, I didn't mean to record those things or air them. Obviously.
I mean, like.
Sounds like a crazy party.
Yeah, that's such a sick party, though. I love
this
fucking
set. Oh, my God. That's awesome,
Chad. Thanks so much for bringing the tune.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Cheers. Oi, Chad.
What's your number one?
Chad, you keep those vibes riding high. We'll keep the highlights coming to you. Here's another one. This is our favorite Simpsons impressions that we've done on the show. RML, it is the 100th episode. We're loving your correspondence. Keep it coming. Here it is, the recording of our... best Simpsons impressions on the show.
This is a good one. I like this one.
You know Bernie, right?
That one?
You know Bernie?
Yeah.
That we do the show, right at the show. Big guy. Do you reckon he's got good ideas? Or like, what do you... Do you reckon he's got shit ideas? What do you think?
No. Not what do you mean?
Like, he's kind of... Like, he's not... Like, he's sort of bad ideas. Like, not that... What do you think?
You guys have great ideas.
No, but Bernie in particular. Like, maybe if me and Mitch kind of, like, workshop. Well, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Maybe as pretty bad ideas. Like, what do you think? Like, you'd probably say maybe. You'd have to listen to it.
Mm.
But, like, you'd definitely say, like, maybe has shit ideas. Would that be, like, you could confirm that?
No, I think you're putting words about it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
What are you guys up to today?
We're just writing this and that, you know, just writing this and that, writing, you know, making a show up, but man, it's hard when we're working with Bernie because he's, you know, he doesn't really have that good ideas, but,
Do you want me to say?
What was that, man?
I'm so sorry.
Holy hell, man.
I keep mislabeling these files.
100 episodes of this, how hard can it be to label... a recording, right?
I think that just made you look bad there, man.
It's three in a row.
I think that's three in a row. Bad.
That's three
were
times.
Were you just walking around the foyer earlier trying to stir the pot, were you?
No. I was just... I'm sorry.
You were away for like an hour when we were prepping, so...
I played the wrong file, man. I played the wrong file there.
Pretty much three separate recordings, three times Bernie's been backed up as being a quality addition to the show.
There's only one more here. We got the Dinosaur Simulator, the 2000 Dinosaurs in its entirety. Why don't we just play that highlight now? Save the embarrassment for you and for me.
I'm so
just
sorry.
Hit the right bloody file.
All right.
Please.
So this is the Dinosaur Simulator.
Right. RML Reflections.
Okay.
Note to self. Having a bit of a tough time with the show at the moment. I feel like I'm definitely somewhat to blame. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, definitely started and all that. But, like, I can't help but think that it has a lot to do with Bernie's contribution to the show. I think Mitch is... he's always there for me. You know, he's always there. And, you know, sometimes I get to thinking, I don't know, rightly or wrongly, that, like, Bernie just has really shit ideas and, like, doesn't really bring anything to the table ever. But I don't know. I sort of asked around and everyone seems to agree that even Mitch, the guy that we do the show with, like, seems to agree. I don't know whether I have confirmation bias or what, but it seems to be the case that I just don't know. I've got another 100 shows left in me. I don't know. I'm going to have... this is just a... this is an open-ended thinking recording, I guess. So I can... yeah, probably something I might think about more, but I think it's mostly to do with how... with Bernie's ideas. I'm not sure. Anyway, note to self. Over. Thank you. I'm awesome.
Sorry about that, guys. That was the...
what was that?
Again. I think we'll probably just go to a song or something.
That wasn't... that wasn't a highlight.
You're right, Rob?
What
was that was recorded this morning, was it?
I can't believe I can't stop those recordings. When they start, I just can't stop them for some reason, but I'm sorry about what we heard.
What iOS?
I'm just trying to find a song we can play something.
What operating system are you running?
Yeah, I'm on iOS, but...
that's weird, usually.
Sorry, guys, I'm just trying to find...
I just the space bar.
Let's just go to a song. We'll come back...
let's hit a song, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back with Dr. Craig, shall we? So, we've got some fascinating new insights. I'm so sorry about that. We've got some new insights about chimp milk and chimp cheese. Dr. Craig coming in all the way from Johannesburg. He's flown in. He's been living there for the past couple of months. And really looking forward to hearing his insights into the fabled treat that we've been enjoying now for the past about a year. Anyway. All right, let's play a song here. This is Alanis Morissette with an ironic remix by Alex Cooper. It's pretty lit up. See you in a moment, RML FBI. Alanis Morissette there with the wonderful Alex Cooper remix of her song Ironic. You're currently listening to Robbie's Modern Life with...
that's
Robbie,
correct.
Bernie and Mitchell. Thanks for being with us.
No worries.
We're loving your correspondence on the text line. 0409-945-945 is the number to get in touch. Hello, Chris here, sitting in the queue to have my car washed. Can you please tell me the name of the Alanis Morissette remix playing right now? Shazam can't find it. P.S. You guys are legends. Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Chris,
it's called Ironic. It's the Alex Cooper remix. Really lit up remix. Loving it. Really slaps.
So you're getting in touch on the text line, as well as we've got parties happening across the nation right now. The RML 100 parties counting down now. Top 100. It's so epic.
The Black Thunders. The RML Black Thunders roaming around.
Around town.
Hooning around, giving you the Red Bulls that you require to keep that party rocking and rolling through the day. We've currently got Jamian on the line. You're loving the vibes. How are you, Jamian?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so good. What's going on? Happy 100.
Jamian, thank you so much, man. You got a big party happening over at your place right now.
Oh, it's going off, boys. Yeah, we got the beers popped. We've even got one of those beer bong things. We've got an outside pool.
Awesome.
Everything.
That's so amazing, Jamie. It really sounds like it's going off in the background.
It's
there.
Lit.
You got music playing?
Yeah. You're just out the front or something.
Yeah, well, I just had to borrow the radio from work and it's going really well.
Awesome, man.
That
sounds
great,
so
Jamie.
Lit and so fun, yeah.
Stay safe, man. Hope you have a great RML 100 party.
Yeah, Jesus, beer bongs at midday. Fire
out. Hey, couple of sausages on us. Thanks, boy. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Congrats.
All right. Jamie, you have a good day, mate. Cheers for getting in touch. Hey, we love hearing from you here at RML. We really do. And we also love chatting to amazing guests. And we've really got a corker for you right now. Dr. Craig. Now, he really needs no introduction, but I'll give you one. He... is a doctor that's been...
But he doesn't need one.
He doesn't need one. I was
not
gonna,
technically.
We've been having correspondences with him for a while now. He's been a bit off the radar, a bit off the grid. I think he was getting really involved with Sea Shepherd for a time there. He then decided to reside in Johannesburg in South Africa. Loves the cuisine there. And I don't know, he had a good job lined up or something like that. And it's been a bit difficult sort of lining up the time zone thing. Regardless, he's here with us now. He's flown in for the RML 100.
Special.
Dr. Craig, how are you?
Yes, good morning, boys. Good morning, doctors, I should say.
Classic.
Happy 100, of course, of course, of course.
Oh, thank you. You like enjoying your beer there?
Yes, it's good to be back. It's good to be back in lovely Sydney, Australia. In Johannesburg, we don't have anything like it here, actually.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
Straight into it.
God, you love the food there, don't you?
Oh, I love the couscous, you know, all the rest of it. All the lovely South African meats there on offer. It's really great. It really is.
They've banned Warthog, to your dismay, haven't they?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Anyway, we're here for one reason, one reason alone. We are delving deep into the benefits of chimp milk and chimp cheese. We at RML have been consuming it we've been consuming it as per last week.
As you know, I've been off the grid, as it were, in the jungles of Johannesburg around Africa, and I've become intensely interested in the great apes and their derivative products, as you well know. So you might be wondering, Dr. Craig, beyond enjoying, you know, the majesty of the great silverback gorilla, the wisdom of the gentle orangutan, what do they offer? And it's quite funny, actually, because in terms of quality derivatives, it turns out that their milk really is of top notch.
Yeah, you got us on the chimp milk, didn't you? And we tried it earlier on in the year.
It's got a tangy taste.
Mm. We got addicted. Mm. Yeah, we got addicted.
Bernie reckons it's like Mountain Dew.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really gets blown out of proportion, the quality issues at stake here. Like, it's no different to, you know, your classic cow's milk or your goat's milk, mother's milk. Just the unless consumed for prolonged periods of time, there's really little difference to be noticed.
So hang on. So you said unless we consume it for a long period of time.
We've been consuming it for
years. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No longer than 1-2 weeks tops.
Right.
Hang on, boys. So, how long have we been drinking?
It's been 1-2.
You say 2 weeks
all
tops
this week.
Oh, absolutely, 2 weeks tops. It's all very experimental. But as doctors, we know we need to really research these things and, like, you know, get as much experience we can with milk before we can really, you know its quality. But yeah, I would not recommend anything beyond 1-2 weeks top notch.
Unfortunately, I do believe that us RML boy, well, I certainly have. I've been consuming it for, I would say, upwards of 40 weeks now.
Well, what's happened is we originally did it for a week, and then we were meant to cover the content on the show. We didn't get around to it.
Well, you've
it
been happened week been after busy. Week. This is the whole point.
That's the idea. Yeah.
Well, remember when you with that original email correspondence that we had, Dr. Craig, where you said try this thing. It's better than mother's milk.
Yes, that's yes, right.
You know,
yes.
For 1 week. Yes. So we have been doing that, but we haven't been able to get in contact with you. Yeah. So essentially, we've been continuing this experiment for nigh on 40 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are your results, doctors? Anything interesting to report?
Well, I don't know. We thought you'd have the results for that.
Yeah, no, nothing from me over here, really. I'm intensely interested in the great ape communities and how they work in a social setting and, of course, their derivative milk products, but I have very little experience beyond 1-2 weeks top.
Okay, I feel kind of nauseous most days. I spend a lot of time in the bathroom. My eyesight's sort of, it's diminishing, degrading slowly. But other than that,
my hairline's not looking good.
Yeah, you've lost a lot of hair this year.
Yeah, you can pull it out. You can straight pull it out.
Yeah. My teeth are sort of
brittle.
Yeah.
I don't like the product either. I did not like the product. I was doing it purely for the scientific benefit.
And you're quite vocal about it as well. Just on your own, I'll hear you just ranting away.
I find I have a lot of night sweats and night terrors. I wake up in the worst night terrors. I dream about the weirdest stuff as well.
Mm. You had that pre the experiment as well.
Yeah, I just throw that in there.
Yeah. Okay. So, you would say we should stop drinking it.
Well, you know, it's really, it's a by the by. Whatever you feel is right for you is right for you, I say generally, okay. Is the way to go. Okay.
That doesn't sound professional, like a professional opinion.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, well, Dr. Craig.
Hey, not to throw it.
All right. Well, that's so fascinating. We really appreciate you coming in and bringing
Thank
those
you so
findings
much,
to
Dr.
us. No, no. Now, well, let's... let's.
Oh, dry,
you go to the bathroom.
No,
bro.
I think it's...
That's the thing.
Right. Well, that's weeks of chip milk that'll do that to you.
Yeah. We've got people on the text line asking their favourite recipes for chip milk and all that sort of thing.
We're going to have to scratch that, I think. Yeah. I don't think it's good to consume. Apparently not more than a week. So
we'll probably stop having that.
Top notch.
And we'll probably say stop having it yourself. Let's go to a little song now, just so we can reconvene. We're going to come back after the break with some really fascinating stuff for you.
Malibar
sort of patrons, etc. Keep calling in 833-22-999. We love hearing from you. RML, FBI. See you in a moment. This is Elephant by Tame Impala. Tame Impala there with Elephant from their wonderful album Lonerism. You're currently listening to Robbie's ad-libs. Modern Life on FBI Radio with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Thank you so much for being with us, everyone.
No worries.
100.
Professional radio.
100.
100.
Wow. The vibes are so high in here, and the vibes are so very high out there. You've been calling in on 833-22-999 to let us know
around
how you're enjoying your RML 100 parties around the nation. Arr. We've got Dimmy here. How are you, brother?
Hello.
That sounds epic. How's it all going?
All right.
Am I turning down your radio? Or turning off your fan, man? What the hell? Well, it sounds right. Like he's having
sounds
a great
like
time.
He's talking into
a baby blow up pool there somewhere.
Loving it. You enjoy that, Dimmy.
Sounds
thanks.
Like a bit of a sausage party.
For getting in touch, mate. Hey.
That's great. Wow.
Here, let's have a look at the seven people you'll meet in Malibar now in Sydney.
How good. Yeah. What's Malibar?
Malibar's the heart of the inner west, the watering hole for the weary, and a live music mecca for the youth. These are the sort of people that you're likely to see there. And we've been getting a lot of correspondence about this over the last 100 episodes. Malibar, who are we going to meet there?
So essentially you can boil it down to seven archetypal people.
That
the money, the player,
time.
The ex-con, the baller, the missile, the muso, and the drunk. Let's get through them.
Right off the top here, the money, often referred to as the escort. This one is a bit self-explanatory. It's the kind of person who is just absolutely loaded with dosh. While this person is stacked with bills, they may not necessarily dish them out haphazardly. If they are doing so, there is a high chance they are, in fact, the ex-con or the drunk, as they don't have the carefulness of someone who has attained money over time. Sorry, you were saying, Bernie?
Yeah, it's very... it's a lot of grey areas in which certain archetypes may actually be someone else. So, in this case, yeah, the money could easily be mistaken for the ex-con or the drunk, so we'll get into those ones shortly.
Yeah, you really got to keep your eye out, don't you? Because once you get into Malibar, you're going to be looking around trying to identify each person. But you need to take a little bit of time to work out exactly who's who, what's what.
Yeah.
So next up, we've got the player. So whether by the pool table or the bar, this is the dude who definitely has some game. They'll be playing some kind of game.
As well.
Some kind of game as well. So too many drinks, though, and there is a slippery slope down to becoming the drunk. So keep an eye out for this if you're trying to identify the player on your first time in Malibar.
Yeah, the player is a good one. Usually quite a friendly person. Unlike the ex-con, straight out of prison, tatted up and ready for a good night at the Malibar, the ex-con is one of the most misunderstood of the seven people you will meet at the Malibar. If you approach the ex-con in a good mood, you might nab a free drink, as criminals usually have a different view of economics as they've been inside for quite some time. But catch them in a bad mood, though, and you might end up in a fist fight you can't win, and they may be mistaken as the drunk.
There are some really, you know, proper stereotypes you will find at the Malibar, and these are the ones that
are people like this.
The baller is another one. You'll notice the baller straight off the bat when you see him, because you'll be instantly jealous. They're dressed head to toe in gold-trimmed Versace silk, black Ray-Bans, gelled hair, a toothpick in their mouth, crocodile leather shoes, three thin 24-carat gold chains... and a fox fur scarf.
So good. I can say with confidence, I've never seen this guy at Marley Bar.
This girl. This person is dripping with opulence and wealth. This is far more ostentatious version of the money who generally keeps their wealth lesser known. Mm. You got to watch out, though, guys. You got to watch out. Because if they are on the other side of the bar, they are far more likely to be the missile.
So if they're on the punter side of the bar, then they're most likely the baller. Dressed in this kind of gear, dressed not in this kind of gear, they're more likely to be the money.
Yeah, obviously.
Who might be mistaken for ex-con or the drunk. So
Yeah, but behind the bar and serving you, they're more likely to be the missile. So the missile, this guy is usually bar staff, to be honest, but occasionally will manifest as a guy you bum a cigarette off of in certain circumstances. So the missile generally can do what you need, and they can do it for you and when you need it. The missile is most often the quickest bartender in the room you'll be able to spot. Quite an easy one to spot. That's a key part of the missile, that they deliver immediately. If there is a delay between you requesting something and that request being fulfilled, this is likely not the missile. This is more likely situation that this is the drunk.
Yeah.
So glassies will often fall into this category.
We've also got the muso. This guy will be listening to music or playing it. Swinging their step and a grin on their face. The muso is great to have a chat with, but not for long. If you get caught in a chat with the muso for too long, you're going to get your ear chewed off with the chat. All sorts of ridiculous stuff like time signatures, key changes, Miles Davis press shots, and et cetera.
Guys, hey. Sorry. You.
Sorry, yes. Hey there. Nando's.
Hi. Nando. Yeah, sorry. Are you
on? FBI's, FBI's official state of session, yeah, Nando's. Right there.
I've just got some quick news. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
We're just talking about the characters, the stereotypes you'll find at Marley Bar.
7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 numbers.
It's about the 100th episode. Do you have a quick moment?
Yeah, we're on it.
Not really.
No, but yes.
Okay. So I was crunching some numbers out there. Just like really quickly. And
you do when you're a statistician.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
Well, there's been a bit of, there's been a little bit of...
Out with it, out with it.
Sorry, I get a bit nervous on air here. I had a look at the dates when you started the show, and there was a little bit of discrepancy regarding the start date, but I had a look and calculating every show that you've done. Sorry, I just left my notepad outside. I came straight in as soon as I crunched it.
But out with it, out with it. spill the beans, please.
You've overshot your 100th. It was 9 shows ago. This is the 109th episode of RML.
Did you do today? Did you do the standard counting 1, 2, 3, 4 week by week?
I used the standard method. Right. I included a bit of backtracking. I was having a look back at the dates. I said, when you first started, there was a bit of.
Did you say your name was Nando's? What is the origin of that?
Where's your name from?
It's just my name. I was just given the name Nando's, normal English Australian name. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You've never heard that name.
You know the shop.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Times. You know what I'm saying to you right now?
In base 10.
Sorry?
Do you count in base 10?
Of course.
Yeah. Are you doing the Pythagorean? Base 10.
I'm.
Who was that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
It's my assistant.
Right.
How is that allowed? Sorry, People can't just come on it.
We've got to get out of here really soon. I'm sorry. Playlist is on.
He can't tell whether or not the light's on because he has a lot of trouble with lights. So I just need you to.
What are we meant to do?
Have you been to Nando's?
You can count in base 10, but...
Have you been to Nando's before?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a shop, chicken shop.
I'm sure they can count to 100.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you for that, Nando's. We always very much appreciate your official statistician.
No worries, guys. I'll be out there.
All right. Cheers.
Okay.
Okay.
It is the 109th episode.
We will be looking more into that. But for now, it still is the 100th in my mind. Yep. And we really appreciate everyone listening and getting involved. Thank you so much for listening all this time. Really, genuinely love it. So
here's to another 200.
Yeah, here's to another 200. We've got to get out of here. Thanks so much, Benny Bolgi.
No problem.
Thanks so much, Mitchell JC.
Thanks for having me.
I've been Robbie Armfield. This has been RML. We'll leave you with a wonderful song. It's called Bravado by Kieran J. Callan from the album of the same name. Stick around for the playlist with Mila Jenner from One. And have a wonderful day, wonderful week. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you.
See ya.
Love you all.
Bye.
See ya. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Switch them off, man.
You can listen back on iTunes and
the show's over.
Like the page on Facebook. Thank you.
We're getting the axe hands.